Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
We certainly do, and we love having Dinah Roberts around as well. Hello, Dinah.
Hello, Graham.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
And Dinah's from the Guildford Tourist Information Office, a fountain of all knowledge, all things Surrey.
Yeah, so we try.
Well, we did try to avoid it, but we started creeping in last week.
Yeah, it's Christmas now, lights are on in Guildford,
and you're wearing
they're going
red.
On. Yes, and I've got my little...
Oh, you got your Christmas tree.
I've got my Christmas tree brooch, because it's still November, I won't go further than a brooch.
Right, okay, but it's a lovely sort of silvery,
it's lots of lights on it. White enamel with red and green sort of stones on it to be the lights.
Very pretty.
Yeah, but once we get to December, then, you know,
the jumpers will come out.
Sorry about that.
Oh, right. Well, what have we got?
It's all about Christmas, but I've tried to get one or two different angles here. And I've heard about two venues in the area that are doing Christmas afternoon teas. So I thought I'd mention them, because if you're planning a get-together with friends or colleagues, but you actually don't fancy the big, loud, Larry, boozy night out and dancing, this might be a really lovely alternative. Over at Barnet Hill, there's a cost of £22.50 a head in the midweek or £24.50 at the weekend. And for your money, you get smoked salmon and caviar muffin,
ooh,
egg mayonnaise and watercress on malted bread.
Wow.
Smoked turkey, cranberry and stuffing on onion bread, which really sounds nice. I like that one. Cucumber and cream cheese on white bread, plain and cranberry scones. And then they've got chocolate and clementine mousse, mini mince pies, macaroons and mini sherry trifles.
What more would you want?
Doesn't that sound nice? I was thinking about that, do you know, with a group of friends, you could still chat and it would be so much nicer than some loud and leery pub. Guildford Harbour are doing the same. They've got Christmas afternoon teas. Oh, both of these are running throughout December. Theirs is only £20 a head, and they do a festive full afternoon tea with a choice of tea or coffee, plain and fruit scones, selection of sweet and savoury treats, Christmas pudding cheesecake, a glass of fizz or a glass of mulled wine.
Oh, right.
Which is not bad. So there's a suggestion.
Something different, isn't it?
If, of course, you take me up on that suggestion, or maybe you already have, then may I suggest you sign up for Guildford's Santa Jog in Stoke Park.
Right.
Now, if you're not going to take part, go along and spectate and chuck some money in their buckets, because this is for British Heart Foundation, which is a lovely cause, because, let's face it, it probably touches most of us at some point. And this is on the 2nd of December from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you register in advance, it's only £10 to take part. If you register on the day, it's £15. And it's a festive family fun run around the beautiful Stoke Park. There's a choice of a 2.5K or 5K routes, so all members of the family can join in. I'm sure they wouldn't mind awful much if you walked it. Adults who register in advance receive a Santa suit.
Oh.
Under 16s get a Santa hat, and they encourage children to come in festive fancy dress. Now, it's all for British Heart Foundation, but it's actually worth going and seeing the spectacle of an awful lot of people running around Stoke Park dressed as Santa. It's well worth a few coins in the bucket, that's for sure. So it's on the 2nd of December. Now, to register, you can go to bhf.org.uk. And you click on the bit about get involved, and then it's got events and runs, and look for Guildford Santa Jog. And if you register in advance, you save £5. But it's well worth getting sponsored. I mean, come on, what a daft thing to do, run around a park dressed as Santa. Probably traumatise a lot of children who thinks there's only one. But hey, you know, get the weight off for Christmas, that's what I say. So it's a really good cause. Because we know about the shopping, I'm having to start considering my Christmas shopping. And there's a Christmas craft fair at Wisley. That's on the 22nd of November through to the 26th. And, of course, their shop is completely decked out with Christmas anyway. But they've got the additional Christmas craft fair. And it's always been so popular, this one. And you can browse and buy from some of the finest craft makers in the country. They've got traditional and contemporary crafts available. It's the ideal place to find festive delights. The Christmas craft fair takes place within the beautiful surroundings of the garden, which will stay open late Wednesday to Saturday for the fair. So you can always go late if you're working during the day. Normal admission applies. RHS members go free. And the last entry is 1 hour before closing. And I've been to this before, and I always find it's brilliant for that. You know, there's a load of presents you can do really easily, and then there's always somebody that's just so difficult. And there you'll get something that's affordable but completely original. So I would recommend it.
Oh, a hot tip that is, isn't it?
Another lovely Christmas weekend is happening at Watts Gallery. They're doing a Victorian Christmas weekend, so in keeping with the gallery. Adult tickets are £9.50. Children under 16 go completely free. So if they're going under protest, at least you haven't got to pay for them. But actually, there's an awful lot for the kids to do. You can take part and enjoy meeting Watts Gallery's Victorian Father Christmas, finding the 12 days of Christmas hidden across the artist village, playing with the snow dough and making Christmas cards, wrapping paper, orange pomanders, clay robins and baubles, as well as browsing lots and lots of craft stalls. Now, last year, this event sold out, so it is well advised to book early to avoid disappointment. And you can get tickets from us at the tourist office or from Watts Galleries. If you go to visitguildford.com and the events section, you'll find tickets for sale there. Bird World. Now, every school holiday, every holiday throughout the year, Bird World does it with style. You have to hand it to them. And they've actually got their own reindeer too, that are there all year round.
Oh, really?
They've got a couple of reindeer. Wow. There's two of them or three of them. So you go to Bird World to meet Santa's reindeer and some of their friendly farm animals before you enter a magical world full of animated characters in a winter wonderland setting. As you walk through the different scenes, you can enjoy the friendly banter with the impish elves before the children meet Santa to receive their presents. And for those of you who can prove you're too old for a present, there's a mince pie and a hot fruit punch awaits.
Ooh, lovely.
How good's that? But yeah, they do it in style all the time. They've got a good shop as well with some interesting things. Lots of plastic dinosaurs, if you know anyone that loves dinosaurs, right, which of course I do. Over at Wyvale Garden Centre in Woking, you can go and have breakfast with Santa. Now, this is a really good idea for your very little ones. Once you've dropped the slightly older ones off at school, and if you've got the little ones all morning, you can take them along. Adult admission is £4.50. Children is £10. This is on from the 2nd through to the 23rd of December. You can bring your little ones along to enjoy a tasty breakfast and meet Santa at one of their fantastic Christmas events. This December, the centre's in-store restaurant's going to be transformed into a delightfully festive venue for visiting families, and you can enjoy a menu of freshly prepared dishes, followed by some Christmas biscuit decorating. Kids love that. Never looks very Christmassy, but they have fun and they're messy. And a chance for the whole family to meet Santa himself, and the children even get to choose a special present to take away with them. Each session, that's including the breakfast and the biscuit decorating, lasts about 90 minutes, and it begins from 9:30 on selected dates, from the 2nd to the 23rd of December. You need to book your tickets in advance, at least 48 hours in advance of the event. And I would actually say more than that, because they're booking up very quickly. And get there 10 minutes early, please. And that's the Wyvale Garden Centre. You can go on Google and find that. One I did mention earlier, Father Christmas in the Crystal Grotto at Payne's Hill. Now, that's probably the most amazingly magical Christmas grotto you could ever go into. It is open from the 2nd to the 24th of December, but I have to tell you that lots of time slots are already full, so the popular ones have already gone. There are still some between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. each day. And you bring your children along to Payne's Hill this winter, meet Father Christmas and his magical elves in the Crystal Grotto, and this is always a sellout, so you really do not have long. Really don't. Tickets have been on sale only since the 9th of October, and they've pretty much gone already. Top tip, make sure make the most of your ticket and spend the rest of the day at Payne's Hill as well, morning through to evening. For Payne's Hill members, this is free. Children are £12, adults 8, concessions 7, carers go free, and they do group rates as well of 10 plus adults at £7, and it includes tickets into the landscape garden, which is open 9:30 till 7. So that's
sounds good.
I'm going to do that when my grandson's a little bit older.
He can appreciate it more.
And
yes,
he can really appreciate it more. I'm going to do that, but magical doesn't quite cover it. What I thought I'd take my little munchkin to this year, because being three, I don't want to scare him with Panto. Panto goes on too long. I've got no guarantees he'll sit still that long at three. But at G Live, they've got Santa Claus and the Magical Christmas. It's on from the 8th to the 24th of December. Tickets from glive.co.uk. And the story is that it's Christmas Eve and Santa Claus is flying high above the clouds, delivering presents to all the very good boys and girls around the world. And hiding in the back are two naughty elves, Charlie and Cara, who've snuck on board for the ride. All is well until suddenly, just as Santa Claus flies high over Guildford, the sat-nav goes haywire and breaks, leaving him stranded without his list of postcodes to deliver his presents to. With the clock ticking and morning fast approaching, it's down to Charlie, Cara and Muffin to at the Bear to come up with a clever plan to save Christmas. Now, this is aimed at children from 2+, and it only goes on for an hour.
They get to
meet Santa as well. So for the really little ones, really good idea, but it's not boring for the older 5, 6, 7-year-olds either. So really good one. I think I might enjoy that. Yes, I'd enjoy that. I'm trying to do that. Music starts now, of course, and Shelford Choral, along with Tillingbourne Junior School Choir, are presenting the very best time of year, music for the Christmas season. It's taking place at St Mary's Church in Shelford on the 12th of December, 7:30. Adults £10, children under 12 are free. The 12 to 21's £5. Everything under the musical director of Gareth Giles, and mince pies and nibbles are included.
Ooh, lovely.
I got the mince pies out now. Now I know why they're selling them now, with a sell-by date before Christmas. It's because all these events give out mince pies. And finally, if the whole thought of Christmas depresses you and you need a good laugh, Guildford Gag House in the back room of the Star, 1st of December, admission £15. Perfect way to celebrate the festive season with a lineup of Matt Price, Maff Brown, Stephen Bailey and Mike Cox. There is no disabled access to that venue. It's an incredibly old building that is so higgledy-piggledy, I can't begin to tell you. And you almost get vertigo trying to go down the steps to the ladies because it's really steep. It's you know, you look at it and you think, that's actually a ladder. That's not really steps at all. And yeah, tickets are available from gaghousecomedy.com, which will have this one and all the other Gaghouse events across Surrey.
Right, well, thank you so much, Diana. We have some good ideas there, some unique ideas as well.
I think we'll have a panto roundup next week, do you think?
Oh, no, we won't.
Oh, yes, we will.
All right, there we go. Anyway, if we find out more,
at visitguildford.com.
All right, lovely. See you next week, Diana.
See you next week, Graham.
That's Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre.
Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.